You're all way too nosy. Better get your behinds back inside.
The worshippers, who knew Charles Abner Sunday to be more than straightforward when it came to matters such as the one at hand, ducked back into the vestibule. Charlie continued to keep a narrow eye on the approaching riders. He moved casually to the planter where he found his chaw of tobacco and tucked it between teeth and cheek. Slowly and deliberately, Charlie Sunday bent down. He raised the cuff of his trousers to reveal a smoothly polished, freshly oiled, 44 caliber antique Colt revolver. It was a Whitneyville Walker, also known as the 1847 Army model, and it was Charlie Sunday's gun of choice. He'd been required to use one by the Texas Rangers way back when he became a member of that prestigious law enforcement agency. He removed the ancient six-shooter from his boot top, checking the cylinder before pulling back the hammer. When the bank robbers were almost to the junction, one of the outlaws drew his weapon and fired in the direction of the gentleman wearing the gray hat who stood on the church steps. The bullets went way wide of their intended target. Charlie didn't flinch. He raised the walker with both hands, sighted in on the approaching bandits, and took aim with the eyes of Argus. As the riders careened their animals into a slip-sliding turn, speeding past Sunday's position, the old rancher squeezed off several shots. Two of the riders were hit. Both fell from their saddles in a tangle and slid viciously across the sun-baked dirt and into a cement curbside where they glanced off and hit several buggy wheels. The momentum shoved the rigs forward, bumping one another and frightening horses until both men were stopped abruptly by a sturdy cast-iron fire plug. The third man's horse stumbled and went down, throwing him into a small ditch. Then a massive plume of water gushed high into the air. Charlie calmly walked on down the church steps, crossing the street to where the first two bandits had been halted. Ignoring the cascading water, he made his way to the first bleary-eyed robber and brought the heavy barrel of his Colt Walker down on the outlaw's head, before moving back to the fire hydrant, where he dragged the second robber away from the spewing water. As he had done with the first, he thumped the second outlaw with the gun's barrel before casually turning toward the third bank robber who had remounted his horse and was now watching dumbfounded as Charlie finished his business. Gun still in hand, Charlie started toward him.
I'll be danged. Throw down your gun, John Bob Kaysen. I'm making a citizen's arrest.
The bank robber, Kaysen, drew his pistol and wheeled his horse, but Charlie fired the Walker Colt into a tree branch that hung precariously close to the outlaw's head. The heavy limb dropped, completely dislodging the pistol from his grip.
I'll get you for this, Charlie Sunday, and I still intend to kill you for gunning down my partner.
And he spurred his mount up the road in a cloud of boiling dust. Charlie emptied his walker at the escaping outlaw. With the other two robbers collared, Charlie lugged them over to where several members of the congregation had gathered. One of the men, William Dubs, was busy pinning a gold sheriff star to his lapel. He appeared to be boiling mad as Charlie reached the small group of church elders, dropping his two charges at the fuming law officer's feet.
Damn it, C8! If I told you once, I told you 100 times what I'd do if I ever caught you carrying that old hog leg of yours into Juanita again.
A man's got to do what a man's got to do, Willingham. So get off your high horse. All I done was to put a spoke in their wheels before you did. Go on now. Lock them up. Then we can get back to our Sunday meeting with our Lord.
He turned abruptly and moved back toward the church, where he again deposited his tobacco wad in the planter. As he passed through the remainder of the flock, and the soft strains of the Yellow Rose of Texas began to drift from the old cowman's puckered lips, Charles Abner Sunday found it somewhat difficult not to smile.